The 2021 Absa Cape Epic Update. All the non-stop cycling action as it happens on 702.
Well, we started on Monday, did we not? And what a week it has been for the 2021 Absa Cape Epic. Over 600 kilometers of cycling, rugged, scenic, uncharted territories. As you heard there, 702 has partnered with Absa to provide coverage of the Cape Epic. It's an 8-day, 619-kilometer mountain bike race, and it's the race that measures all of them. And our Liesel van der Westhuizen has all the back-breaking and bone-rattling updates you want to hear. She is, of course, the KFM Early Breakfast host and part of the Prime Media family, a fitness correspondent, and joins us now, as she did on Monday. Liesel, what a week. It started with lots of heat, and now we're seeing very wet weather.
It's definitely started with 38 degrees a couple of days back. And would you believe it? I'm standing here. I've just gone to put three more layers of clothes on the start line where the riders left about an hour ago. We're in the town of Wellington, which is about 45 minutes drive from Cape Town. And we're expecting torrential rain to hit this afternoon, with some backup plans made for our riders in case it affects the race village. And the race village is where everyone stays in the tented areas in Wellington.
I was curious about how the race and the event management team has managed COVID issues as far as those protocols are concerned, because, of course, this is the most watched race around the world of its type, and I would imagine there have been crowds there. Has that been an easy situation to navigate?
The team from the Absa Cape Epic have done an incredible job on that. They've actually not allowed any crowds, no one to gather around. Obviously, the local community gets very excited. So they'll gather along the route outside their houses or along the wine farms just to cheer along. But very strict COVID protocols. We have to check in every morning at the race village to have all our testing done. There's also COVID testing done for every single person, riders, as well as crew and staff and everyone else working. And strict mask wearing regulations, strict social distancing regulations, dinner as well. The riders have a separate dinner from the crew, a dinner area from the crew, and you're only allowed to eat at a certain time to make sure there's enough space and social distance. So they've been incredible to be able to put an event of this caliber together and still stick to those COVID safety protocols. Has been amazing to see firsthand.
All right, it's not quite over yet, but has there been a standout moment for you this week?
It's incredible to see one of our own riders riding for Songo 91 Specialized, Matthew Beers from Cape Town. He is just doing incredible things with his partner, Jordan Saru, and they're definitely one of the teams to watch. But then locally, I just get so excited when I see the Africa Leaders jerseys, Philip Bates and Peter Detoy. The Africa Leader jersey is presented to the All-African team, who is in the lead and professional elite cyclist. And then Mariska Strauss and Candice Lill also just taking that jersey. They came in second yesterday. So to watch our African riders do incredibly well is just a proud moment.
Fantastic stuff. Liesel van der Westhuizen, KFM Early Breakfast host and fitness correspondent. One final question to you, Liesel. Oh, she's gone. I was about to ask her about the final conclusion, but that is the 2021 Absa Cape Epic.